AFL fans are mourning the death of one of the game's best-loved figures, Danny Frawley. The St Kilda player and sports commentator died when his car hit a tree in country Victoria yesterday. Samantha Donovan has more.
He was known as Spud, a potato farmer who captained St Kilda for 9 years, coached Richmond to a preliminary final, and became a popular footy commentator. The Tigers CEO, Brendan Gale, summed up his club's reaction on ABC Radio Melbourne.
He coached us for 5 years. He was a legend at St Kilda, beloved at St Kilda. I think if I define Danny as being big-hearted and wholehearted, had a big heart for his family, a big heart for his football clubs, his teammates, the players he coached, a big passionate heart for his friends. You know, he was someone that, you know, I wanted to be like. He was like a big brother to a lot of people he came in touch with. Just a remarkable fella.
Former Collingwood and Eagles coach Mick Malthouse has been a long-time friend of the Frawley family, having also grown up in the Ballarat area.
But the football world will be in mourning because of, I guess, I'll be asking how and why, and it shows the vulnerability of people. I just think we just remember him as an outstanding, great person.
Brendan Gale says Danny Frawley had spoken to him of his mental health problems in recent times, and his honesty has helped change attitudes in the AFL.
He probably had some tough moments as a coach, or maybe even a player, but probably didn't feel as though the environment was right or to sort of talk. This has been a massive step forward, not just for Danny, for everyone, through his willingness to talk about some of his struggles and anxieties. And, you know, I reckon it's been really, really important, and it's given other people the courage and the space to talk about their own challenges and get help if necessary.
Just last month, Danny Frawley spoke about his mental health problems on the Herald Sun podcast, Sacked. He revealed one of his most difficult times came when he was CEO of the AFL Coaches Association during the Essendon supplements saga.
I was struggling with depression at that stage, and I had no idea I was. It did my head in eventually, and it really did, unfortunately. And that wasn't an excuse. It was just that was something in my psyche that maybe the Richmond days, not playing a flag, all those things built up, and that was just the tipping point.
Frawley told the podcast he hoped talking about his problems could help others.
Because back in the day, and even you know, stoic farm boy, yep. You know, seven generations from Ireland, you know, if you've got an issue, grab a tissue. Mm. If you've got an ailment, work it off. If you have a big one on the squirt, get up an hour early and work it off. And that was the DNA. Manning up in the past was to suffer in silence. Mm. Manning up now is to put your hand up. And as I said, I got no issue talking about mental health.
Simon Dwyer went to school with Danny Frawley in Ballarat. He chairs a group called Mental Brekkie at the school to raise awareness of men's mental health issues.
A death like Danny's reaches out to so many people. The statistics suggest about 130 people for any death really are immediately affected. And that number's risen from 8 that was for 40 years. People thought it's 8 people directly affected to a death. But I think with Danny, you could put a couple of zeros on the end of that. There's a lot of people that are grieving, a lot of people that are confused and need to reach out to your family, reach out to a mate, you know, just talk about it.
But so many Saints fans and just fans of the man himself will be remembering Danny Frawley's good times. And he happily recalled them on the Herald Sun podcast just a few weeks ago.
In the 80s and 90s, I think that was the sweet spot for really good footy and enjoying yourself. It really was. That was the sweetest spot because we were getting well paid relatively to society. We still had a job and we still had a bloody lot of fun. Mm.
And Samantha Donovan put that report together. And if this story has raised concerns for you or anyone you know, you can call Lifeline on 131114.